Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the red team.
Fire! What's good? What's happening? This is Mlindeni from the Gamer Zone Show, and I would just like to say, a lot of times, well, this is a part two, of course, of the games that were overhyped. And I just want to say, a lot of times, a lot of these games are overhyped and given to us, like, you know, in trailers, and they look so good, they look so glamorous. Everything looks good from the graphics perspective until you get the game and then you're like, wait, what is this, man? Like, what? Like, until you actually get the real gamer perspective or a person that plays it. And they tell you that, nah, man, this game is not that good. But then sometimes most of us are like hard-headed. We're like, nah, let me see this game for myself. Let me get to play it. Let me buy this game even for myself. And then you get to play it and you're like, whoa, okay, this is disappointing. Many times I've fallen for the trap where I thought, okay, fine. A friend of mine just told me this game is not good. Or they checked it on YouTube. They were like, nah, not really. And I'm like, okay, we've got a different taste in terms of games and what I'm looking for. They might not like the same thing. So I'm like, okay, fine. Maybe they were just like convinced by the other person, or the company that does reviews just probably oversold the game and they said the game was good. But then in his opinion, he thinks, yeah, it's probably different. But then I'm like, okay, fine. Let me prove you guys wrong and let me get the game myself and play it. And one of those games that disappointed me was Mafia 3. Mafia 3 was just a huge hype. Like, the game was hyped so much because of all the previous games that were out there that were similar to it, like Mafia 1 and 2. I think Mafia 2 was like the better version or the best Mafia game out there. Just that they all have, or they had a linear storyline where it was not that open world as you could explore, but more of the idea of you complete missions, you go to this town, you go to the city, you go do this, you go clear out a warehouse, you go do so many other different things, you compete in races as well, or you chase a person and get to them, which was quite fun, you know, like the similar games like L.A. Noire, The Godfather, which I last played on like PS2, and that was so, so good. Like, I wish there could be The Godfather maybe on PS4 or something like that, or even on PS5, like, I'd definitely buy that. Like, I wish there could be such a perfect game where you can own a store, you can like extort businesses. Like, The Godfather is one of those games I'm like, whoa, yeah, this game was so good. You should play this. You definitely need to play it. Even if it's old, you definitely have to play that game. Now, Mafia 3 disappointed because they said it was going to be similar to all those games and it was going to be different. All right, in the trailer we've shown the protagonist and what he can do. You can throw people in the river, then alligators or crocodile would eat them up and all that. Then it's like, wow, okay, that's exciting. I mean, that looks different. I mean, some games do that, but yeah, that looked so good. But whereas when you play the game, it's like similar to GTA, they said. And you do play it similar a bit, just that it disappoints. It is not that good. So now you can't even change clothes. Your character stays in the same attire, same outfit. You're doing a rinse and repeat where you've got like the three people that you have in your squad. And then you're giving the territories to them depending on how you conquer the enemies and the bases. And then you give them to different people as you see fit. And then, of course, I mean, you make the other one angry, you make the other one happy. People betray you in the storyline as it goes, but it was so disappointing. Like, it was just a rinse repeat. Get to this place, get to the warehouse, slaughter the main boss of the place in the similar fashion, execution style, where you just like take a knife and cut their throat. And even the blood doesn't seem that realistic. I mean, like, it looks so fake. I mean, it is a game, but like, even the executions were not that good. Like, I was super, super disappointed. So Mafia 3 didn't do it for me. There was a remaster where they said they fixed a lot of issues, but I mean, the gameplay, gameplay was a no for me. It was just not worth it at all. Another game that came out, which is also supposed to be like super good and exploring the world and doing everything you can do, was No Man's Sky. This one was anticipated since like way back, even on E3, I think it was around 2016, they announced it and said this will be the biggest game, this will be the best game ever. There could be like two people meeting in a planet and they could explore together, they could do a whole lot of stuff. Now the tricky part is that when the game came out, two people were in the same spot at the same time, they couldn't even see each other, whereas they said multiplayer online was compatible, like you could play online, but nothing like that ever happened. And that dropped the sales, the graphics were not that good. It was more like a game where you could just, you were just farming basically for materials, farming, then you get different weapons, then you go there, you fight different type of monsters or aliens, and they said every monster is different, it's like unique, so they kind of combined like different looking animals together just to get a weird looking type of species, I guess. And yeah, the game was a big disappointment. Even when you had to fly to a planet, if it said it takes you like 2 hours, you literally had to sit there for 2 hours controlling your controller and your aircraft with your controller and just flying to that place. And it was like super realistic in some sense, but then it was disappointing. It was a huge letdown that people said no. People asking for refunds. It was a similar situation to Cyberpunk. And yeah, it was really, really disappointing. I still feel like Cyberpunk is much better than this game, even though No Man's Sky is a better game now, seeing as it came out on Switch as well, and the graphics have been updated, everything looks different now, and looks much better and cleaner. But it's one of those games where back then it was like hyped. It was like, yeah, it's going to be the biggest game, it's going to do this, it's going to have a huge launch, it's going to have so many sales there. No, didn't do well. Did not do well. I mean, even for a kiddies game, even if kids played it, they would get bored, like, you know, within an instant, because it's like, geez, there's no multiplayer, couldn't find each other. But now with the recent updates, it's been fixed. I'm guessing if it was like, the rating was maybe like 4 out of 10, could be a 6 or 7 now, much better than it was, which some games can't even get to that, which like some games are like Fallout 76. That's such a huge disappointment. Online multiplayer for Fallout without even a proper storyline. It's just a battle royale that you're playing, and it is so disappointing. That's another game that I can say that, like, whoa, I played this one and I bought it and I was like so excited because I was like, okay, Fallout 4 is good. Bethesda, of course, which is the company that published this game, is like, okay, fine. One of the biggest companies out there, they made Skyrim, they made a lot of games like Dishonored as well, but then they flopped with this one. They made Fallout, the previous ones. Fallout 4 was good, had some glitches here and there, but the storyline was a bit decent, and yeah, open world, you just were limited a bit in some aspects, and there was no multiplayer, but you had companions. So now I thought Fallout 76 would be something better than that, but no, it was way worse than that, actually. It was just like, okay, like, this is boring. Even when you play online, like, there was not much of a fan base or even to say, wow, this is cool, this is such a great game. Like, you know, it's like a battle royale and people always play, or people ditch Fortnite or Apex Legends to play this. Not so much. I couldn't even find a lot of matches at times because I was like, man, this game is boring. Like, you could even play the game and run around in a map to the point where you don't see anyone, but people keep dying and dropping because as the circle gets smaller, so like there's fire around the place, so similar to the whole Fortnite situation where if you're outside the circle you're getting hit by radiation and dying, but this one is fire. And yeah, no, disappointment. A lot of game disappointed. Same as GTA Trilogy, another disappointing one. I love San Andreas, I love Vice City. GTA 3, not so much. I mean, yeah, everyone says it was the first one to come with the 3D third person basically and all that. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Because every other GTA from GTA 1 and 2 and Chinatown Wars was just top down. But I don't know. I just never fell in love with GTA 3. San Andreas was the best. But Vice City for me had the music. That one was good. That was such a good classic. The Michael Jackson song that comes on in the first mission. Man, that was such a good game. But the trilogy messed up big time. Came with updates that tried to fix it and patches. But the fact that they promised us a weapon selection wheel that was similar to GTA 5 and aiming that was similar, but they could not achieve that. Such a huge disappointing thing, because everyone played GTA 5 and they were like, whoa, this game is good. I feel like there was not even a need for them to remaster the trilogy, or they could have just updated graphics over the old game and just fixed it as like an update, instead of saying, okay guys, we're taking down all the older games and we're putting up the trilogy on sale, because that's what they did. But luckily, if you own the game and you've paid for it, it's yours. It's still yours. But then if you didn't buy it back then before the trilogy came out, I don't think you can find it on the store now. So Rockstar kind of messed up with that one. But yeah, that was part two of some of the games that were disappointing. There's a whole lot of them. Long list that we can get through, but then we could not get through them today. But yeah, give us a shout on our socials and let us know if you disagree or you agree with us. Basically, if you're saying that these games are disappointing, or maybe you like them. You know, like sometimes what we normally don't like, or what we hate, someone else likes, or someone else hates, we like. So yeah, it's like that. But anyway, stay safe, keep on gaming.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.